And we'd like to hand to PJ from Baringa.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is PJ Aguilar. I'm the executive officer at Baringa. Thanks so much to Helen and Heidi. I'm an ANU alumni, and that was actually really lovely to hear your story. I'll talk a little bit about Baringa, but we resonate with a lot of that, and we're also a not-for-profit community organisation, so I think that's really lovely, and we're all here to learn from each other. So this is just proof that what you see is what you get. So thank you everyone for coming. I know everyone's super busy, so I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy lives and coming here and connecting. It's a real privilege for us to share our story. We're going to be talking about Early Learning Connection, which is it was a pilot program funded by the federal government to support career pathways for women in early childhood education and care. That's the funding envelope that we got, so that was the focus. With me, these lovely ladies who volunteered to come here today, we've got three members of our leadership team at Baringa, and they're all ECTs as well who are involved in the program. So we've got Bronwyn Ma, who is our team leader of our HAKIA group, and she was a participant in the program. We've got Peter Augustella, who is the team leader in our Melaleuca room, and she was one of our coaches on the, ELC program. And we've got Benny Lamb, who is our centre director, and will be providing insights into, someone from management. And before we start, I also wanted to acknowledge, and this is the beauty of Canberra being such a small jurisdiction, amongst our audience, you know, we've got YWCA who was part of it. Emily was one of our participants as well on the program. I wanted to shout out to Karen and the Concert Work team who were involved. We were doing a lot of employment support and really trying to see what employers needed on the ground. I also saw some familiar faces from CRCS and Rowena, she was, I think, one of the first coffee dates that I made her come with me when she was at Mocha, and Cara, is she back from Mali? Not yet. Anywho. So she was one of our participants as well. And also just acknowledging our two colleagues from CIT, Sarah and Michelle, and University of Canberra were also a big part of the program. Couldn't be here today, but just wanted to say all that. Okay, so we've got half an hour. So what we thought we'd do is just have a bit of a yarn and provide our stories from the different perspectives. We're going to share some of the insights and learnings. We did do an evaluation of the program. So if anyone wants to learn more, you can hit us up afterwards. But basically, we wanted to show, every educator and who wanted to become an ECT, how we sort of approach that and make sure that they were supported. Yes, that's me. So just very briefly, our story. So we come from Baringa. We're based in Belconnen in Spence. We have been supporting families for 40 years. When I started in 2018, we had one staff member who was commencing her bachelor qualifications. Due to her, we now have 11 ECTs in that short period of time, and including others who were with us and then, you know, have gone and spread their wings elsewhere, which is fantastic. So, you know, the approach, and I think one of the, cornerstones of that is really developing a learning culture. So 50% of our staff are all working towards further qualifications, whether it's working towards a Cert 3, diploma, bachelor qualifications. So, and then because of our experience, we wanted to then think about what else can we do to broaden out and support others in the sector, and that's when many, many copies were made. We met with the head of University of Canberra, Barney Delgano. This is 2 years ago now. Also met with our colleagues at CIT, because for us to change the landscape, we can't do it alone. And we needed a model that we could test that would support educators, training organisations, and, of course, employers. Hence our sentence here today. So just briefly, what is Early Learning Connection? So what's about helping women get started or moving on to their next step in their career? So our participants participated between 6 to 12 months on the program. This was funded by the National Careers Institute, who were part of the Department of Employment at the time. And the idea was they could either come in with no experience and commence a Certificate 3 through CIT, or they could be diploma qualified, have been in the sector for a while, and needed a little bit of support to try university. What we did was negotiated with both CIT and UC for flexible delivery. So, for example, with the University of Canberra classes, it was one unit. We said, just try it. Try it for one semester. They attended 2 hours in person, and then the rest you could do online. But every participant was provided with a coach, so someone who could advocate for them. And often what we found was it's not the studies that was the biggest stress point, it was everything else around it. Family, well-being, workforce pressures. So it was really about having someone else in the corner to empower them and make sure that they weren't doing it on their own. And then, of course, we were also there to support the employers. So we would say, you know, what are some of the biggest pain points? Staff needed to be covered for the 2 hours. So then we said, okay, well, is there other things that you could do? So we held a couple of employer workshops as well. So all of this, I guess, as a whole package, it was really about connecting and seeing things from different perspectives, because that's how we would be able to start making steps for longer-term change. So what I'm going to do is hand over to Bron now. And Bron will share her story.
Okay, so hello, my name is Bronwyn, as PJ mentioned. I have 15 years experience working in early learning. I am the HR nursery team leader in ACT at Bruna, and I was a participant in Early Learning Connections studying the Bachelor of Early Childhood and Primary Education at UC. About 10 years ago, I had enrolled in this degree with an online university. It was incredibly overwhelming, and I withdrew within a couple of weeks. When PJ and Peter approached me to participate in ELD, I was a little nervous and unsure if I would be able to do it. I had potential barriers such as placements and financial stress, and balancing parenting, work, and study. But the Early Learning Connection team made me feel confident, empowered, and provided me with the support I needed to be successful in my studies. I wanted to study my degree as I am passionate about early childhood. I love my role and I couldn't imagine doing anything different. I believe that investing in early childhood education beyond caregiving is paramount for the lifelong success of all children. I have a passion for sharing my knowledge, experience, and learning with my team and other educators. So I started with Early Learning Connections year and studied first semester. Applying for uni and then enrolling into the class was so easy, and there was a step-by-step process that Peter did alongside me. The unit we did was early childhood specific, and the language was This was great as the introductory unit, as the language was familiar. ELT also worked closely with the teacher for this unit. The coaches encouraged me and checked in with me during the unit. The coaches came to our first assessment, which was a pop-up playground. Peter sent me a message congratulating me on my first grade, and also checked in and asked me how my placement was going. Throughout the program, I had coaching sessions and developed strategies to keep me on track and ensure balance. really proud to say that I have continued my studies and I've just finished my second unit in the second semester. I'll be switching over to the new UC degree, a Bachelor of Early Childhood Education. I'm passionate and committed to making a positive difference in early childhood education. I am particularly interested in this degree because it focuses on the entire early childhood period from birth to kindergarten. This is important to me because birth to two is often overlooked and not prioritized. It is essential that all children have access to high quality education. I'd like to thank ELC, the Learning Connection, for believing in me and supporting me on this journey.
Hello, I'm Peter. As PJ said, I am currently the room here in the nursery room next to Bronwyn, which is lovely. And I have been in the industry for too many years. I am about 75% complete with my early childhood degree, which is kind of how PJ approached me after we talked about some of the struggles that I was having with my degree to do finances, to find time to do it, all those kind of things. So from that, I don't know how, lots of copies and persuasions later, PJ, with her magic, created ELC, which I thought was awesome, and offered me the opportunity to be a coach, to share and, share and also to support other women and educators who wanted to have a go at, you know, furthering the study but weren't sure how to go about it. As a mature age student, it's not easy going into university, especially when you see all the 18-year-olds and go, whoops. So that's how it started. So I guess my role as an educator coach, was to acknowledge that each client that I had came with their own story and barriers. So like Warwick Broman said, you know, some of hers were financial and, you know, with family. I had lots of other clients who came from different backgrounds. So English was their first language. Some had family issues that, you know, they were going through divorces or going through domestic violence. So they have lots of different barriers and things to overcome, yet despite that, they still wanted to further their career in early childhood, which I just is amazing. So what my role to them is to help them achieve some realistic goals that they came to realistic goals for them. Whether that be, you know, time management, helping them with their employer to, you know, have release time for them, pointing them in the right direction to get support that they needed. So every person had a different story and a different goal that they wanted to achieve. And my goal was to be their cheerleader on the side going, you can do this. I know that you're going through so much, but let's work together to do it. And I'm going to be honest, some of them started halfway through the program, but it wasn't for them. But I just want to say that they gave such effort. They did really well. Like, even though they didn't, I'm not going to say they decided that the time wasn't right for them to continue. However, it was really lovely to receive some emails later on saying, you know, thank you for doing this, but the next, you know, 2 or 3 years, whenever things change, can I reach out to you again? Because I might want to try this again. So I think that's what Early Childhood or Early Learning Connection kind of provided these ladies the opportunity to do that.
I'm Pete. I am the Centre Director at Verena. One of the really cool things is we were able to be one of the partners of ELC, which was really great because, you know, as PJ mentioned when she first started at Warringah, we had one early childhood teacher, and, you know, if we want to be able to support the entire sector, we need to pull this professional up, and working in early childhood for, I want to say, more than 17 years, but I can't remember. You see all of the challenges that, I guess, a lot of the team goes through, debating, you know, where to next if I achieve all these goals. And quite often the degree is a massive barrier to, I guess, taking the next step, because a lot of them often come to the point of saying, you know, like, other than financial struggles, you know, how is it going to fit in with life? You know, can I study and work at the same time? Can I have a family at the same time? Or is this where I want to pursue my dreams? And when the ELC program started, it was actually a really easy process to have the conversations with the team that were having these debates, because you just have to give it a go. Like, I remember speaking to one of the other team members saying, you know, there's not a lot of risk here, I'm happy to support you in management to help kind of navigate, you know, including, you know, what rostering would look like, and how can they continue, you know, for some of them who are team leaders, how can support continue within their team if they decide to, I guess, pursue that dream. And with ELC, you know, as both Peter and Ron has mentioned, you have a coach with you alongside that is there for you and for your journey. They're not here to help you, you know, navigate, like, they're not here just to go, hey, I want this from you. They're there for you to help navigate the journey. And as, you know, like when Helen was talking about her service, it definitely resonated with a lot of the practices that happen at Warringah. And knowing that we could, you know, a lot of us who are service leaders, we have a lot of day-to-day things that we constantly have to manage and be reactive to. And I feel like ELC has been a bit of a breath of fresh air because they're coming in, you know, there's not a lot of agenda, it's just there to help grow the profession. And they're there to support the educator, and as a centre manager myself, knowing that they have that support without, I guess, necessarily me dividing my attention elsewhere, has been really encouraging, so that I know, you know, they're taking that leap with a wraparound and holistic support of what that's going to look like. And I guess all I had to really do was to try and work with the team and accommodate for rostering. And one of the really amazing things is working alongside with UC and CIT, they have also been really flexible in supporting us because they can see, I guess, the agenda that ELC was trying to achieve and how we can do this as a collective. They were able to provide flexible study options to help enable a lot of these things. And one of the really incredible things that came out of it is, you know, Robert would have mentioned about UC now offering the early childhood degree on its own, and that's, you know, that's them hearing a lot of feedback from the profession and through the feedback through ELC as well. And so we're really excited that we were able to be a part of the process in that, and we'd love to see more of that growth in our department. So thank you.
It's 12 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, 15 minutes. thanks so much, ladies. So, I mean, that's, I guess, I'll kind of tie it in. What we were hoping to share is, you know, for us to have this intention as a profession to grow early childhood teaching as a career of choice, it does take, you know, can we get a Peter and a Betty for every Bronwyn that comes along that says, okay, I'm gonna, you know, I want to give this a go. For every educator who's starting their Cert 3, can they see potential career pathways down the track? And again, it doesn't, you know, the end goal doesn't have to be you must be at this spot. It's about giving it a go. We have this, I guess, two things that we do at Warringah. We like to challenge the idea of leadership, and that you can lead wherever you are. And so it's not, plus we have one centre director who's not going anywhere, so tell them to find other goals, no. But it's about, you know, and I guess that ties into the presentation beforehand, whether we do have someone who is very passionate about the outdoor. We're about to do our annual PD day next week, and we're also shutting the centre with the support of our families and the board, and we'll be going out to play for the day. So we're, you know, Mark Armitage is coming, we're going out to Mulligan's Flat Nature Reserve, like, that's cool. But it's actually about, you know, everybody is there, everyone's there to contribute. And through doing the Early Learning Connection program, what we realised, the initial intention was we thought this is all about the participants, the Bronwyns, but actually it was about the connections at all levels. So through these, we were able to connect with the federal government in terms of education there with local ACT, the directorate as well. We were able to get support from Early Childhood Australia. And we were part of, sometimes serendipity happens, so we were part of the development of the new curriculum for the Bachelor of Early Childhood Birth to 5 degree for UC, which will start next semester. But all of those to say, for us to change the landscape, it does require everyone to kind of think outside the box and be a little bit courageous and a little bit innovative. But for us to enable that, it means that we need to meet our day-to-days. So one of the biggest learnings that we had, have another slide. Went to sleep. Thank you, Harley. Yes, there you go. So even though it wasn't the original intention, the beauty of running a pilot and being okay to test different things, we also became a huge advocacy component. So we were able to host Minister Ali and Minister Berry at our service, and what we really wanted was for them to meet our participants. And this was lovely. This was one very early morning where the participants actually brought their daughters to the centre as well, because it was very early. My own boys were still in bed, but I didn't tell the Education Minister that. Because we wanted to show that for us to be in this profession, we come with the whole package. And it's about meeting every educator, every ECT where they are and figuring out what support they need. So we were very fortunate that we received a few awards during the course of the pilot program. And again, it's about thinking about what does success look like and stretching, I guess, our mindset that it's a career pathway. So we had people who did come in and out of the program, but what it meant was they said, okay, they knew that they could create change. They knew that they do have support networks and they just hadn't accessed them yet. So for us, that was a win. And it meant that every person that went through it could then talk to someone else at their service or someone else in their community. And like for us, that was a real privilege to be part of their journey. So I'll wrap up in case anyone has questions. So I guess, yeah, in summary, a lot of the things that came out of the evaluation, firstly for the participants, it is about meeting them where they are. Everyone has different barriers, but there is a mitigating strategy, and a lot of it was about approaching it holistically and having the wraparound support, however that might look like. And that's both through their learning, through their training or tertiary organisation provider, but also at their workplace and also in their own personal life. So it's about helping them articulate that. We were fortunate to work quite closely with the training providers, and it was really, again, having courageous conversations, but also, hey, let's try this. Let's try and offer it on this. Let's try offering this unit and what will it look like. And then it could be an evolving iteration, which we believe is now has been considered for future rollouts. So it means that people will benefit outside of our initial cohorts. But lastly, you know, what it meant was each and every ECEC employer, that's where we need to give ourselves grace and compassion. You know, a lot of us are trying to get through day to day, but it's about connecting with others. When we held our workforce workshops, it was actually really great for people to give themselves permission, like this morning, to connect with others, and then they could exchange ideas. And, you know, that's with the supporting the workforce strategy. You know, I think that's a really great thing to have, because if our workforce feels supported, then we can be more innovative and we could try things. It may not work out, but it may work out. And that's where innovation and change happens for our ECTs, our educators, but mostly, you know, at the end of the day, for our children. And that's what we're all looking for. So that's probably what we had. So thank you so much for your time. Is there any questions before lunch? Oh, hang on, I had a QR code. No. So we're all happy to chat anytime, but there is, if you wanted to email us, just at connect@baringa.org.au. Once again, thank you for your time. I will finish off with our lovely Ali here. And she's a lovely story because she actually came to Baringa as a casual. She was studying her Bachelor of Early Childhood in Primary. She had done a couple of placements.
Just primary.
Oh, just primary?
Yes.
Right, that's even better. Just primary, and then she came... I think somewhere near her. Anyway. And then after doing a placement, she actually said, oh, I'm going to try early childhood. She came just as a casual, and she is now converting her degree. And so I think it's about giving ourselves permission that, you know, this is a career of choice if it fits where you are right now. So anything is possible, and we do appreciate your time and all the work that you do for the profession. So thank you.
Warmest thanks to PJ and Helen and their leadership teams, and an incredible exposition of how to do leadership really well in both those presentations. And I think look forward to the panel this afternoon. We'll be able to delve more deeply into that.